and cities, and kidnapping rates soared, the government and armed groups failed in their efforts to launch peace talks. Eventually, people tried to take peacemaking into their own hands. By the mid-1990s, a peace network called Red de Paz had brought hundreds of peace groups together in an effort to give greater power to the peace movement. And the Conciliation Commission, made up of important civic and religious leaders, had embarked on a series of peace talks with one of the guerrilla groups. This effort to launch peace talks was entirely separate from, and at the time much more successful than, any efforts by the government. Yet the peace movement as a whole was weak and divided into a patchwork of efforts, until the children's movement came along. The movement began with young people working in isolation, trying to make real contributions to peace, and it grew into a flood of millions clamoring for their rights to life and peace. It evolved without a formal structure. There is no official leadership, and anyone under the age of 18 doing anything to improve the quality of life in a community affected by violence is considered to be a member. The movement's goal is very broad: to end the violence that is